Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Oregon Ducks signed one of the nation's best basketball recruiting classes. One of the best classes in history on the entire West Coast. It's an elite group. Four top 100 prospects, a pair of McDonald's All-Americans, and we've got four-star power forward Miles Norris joining us now to talk about the class and their expectations. Miles, thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
How are you getting settled into Eugene? You like it so far?
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it out here. You know, I visited twice before I came here, but been getting settled in. We got here about 3 weeks ago, so I'm getting used to the flow.
How well have you guys all gotten to know each other? Bol Bol, Lou King, Will Richardson, and yourself, that group of freshman phenoms. How well have you guys gotten to know each other? Have you had a chance to chat previously, or has this last 3 weeks been kind of an introductory course on you guys becoming teammates?
I think in the summer, over AAU days and stuff, we played with each other. I know Bol, Will, and Lou, they were with each other about a month ago, so I know they talked a lot. I talked to Lou like a little bit on direct message on Instagram before he became here, and then I know I talked to Will when we played him in the Fab 48 a couple of years ago, so I knew him a little bit, but we're all getting to know each other better.
You were the first one to commit, and when you committed, you were considered a five-star recruit, dropped a few spots, still one of the top power forwards in the entire country. When you committed to Oregon, did you know kind of behind the scenes the wheels were turning on this class? Or did you assume that, you know, you might be the absolute headliner of this class? Did you have any idea what was happening in terms of Oregon maybe putting together one of the best classes in program history?
Well, when I first committed, I committed for myself. I didn't really know what they had going on, but, you know, I tried my best to recruit the guys that came in now. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. I didn't really know who they were recruiting or what was going on, but I'm glad we got the guys that we do now.
What do you see from each of those commitments, including yourself? What do you guys each bring to the table? We'll start with you. The term unicorn kind of gets overused, but it's 6'10", 190 pounds. You can block shots. You can shoot threes. What do you bring to the table as a big-time athlete at Oregon?
You know, I'm just going to try to bring energy and just do whatever coach needs me to do. I know they want me to be an active guy on the floor, so I think that's going to be my role coming in. So I'll just try to be as active as I can, you know, run the floor, just make plays.
Will Richardson, kind of a combo guard, can definitely play the point, can definitely be a shooting guard. What have you seen from him so far? What do you like about his game?
He plays hard. He's a really tough player. He can really shoot the ball as well. I like him a lot. He's gonna get the job done. He's gonna make a big impact on the team this year.
Lou King obviously battled some injuries as a senior, McDonald's All-American, small forward, potentially a starter right away. What do you see from Lou King? What does he bring to the table?
Actually, Lou, I've always seen him as a really good scorer, one of the best scorers in the class. So I think he's going to bring a lot of grit, a lot of toughness to the team, and just score the ball. I know he can play defense as well, so he's just going to be an all-around player, a really good scorer.
And Bol Bol, obviously a lot has been made about his shot-blocking ability. He can also hit that mid-range shot. What is he and how special do you feel like he could be now that you've got a chance to see him on the floor consistently?
After playing with him and seeing him these past few weeks, I know he's going to do big things this year. Obviously, he can obviously block shots. He's going to have a lot of mismatches probably in the post this year, as well as because he could take big digs outside the key and hit the three. He could really shoot the ball well. But I think him and Kenny Woon, they're just going to be the two shot blockers that just impact the game on defense And he's also going to impact the game on offense as well.
Now, you're selling yourself short. You can block some shots, too. That's
three. Yeah, myself as well, yeah.
That's three pretty good shot blockers. How exciting.
Yeah, I think we got a pretty good shot blocking team, pretty good defensive team.
How exciting.
If we really, just get our minds right and just stick to defense and just get stops.
So when you've got teammates that also block shots, when you've got multiple teammates who can swat things into the fifth row, do you guys kind of fuel off that as a shot blocker when you've got like twin towers back there where somebody gets one and you feel like, man, it's going to be my turn next year in a little bit? Is there energy that builds off big block shots for other shot blockers, or does it become a competition for shot blocks? How does that work when two guys, big time shot blockers, are on the floor?
I think it's more just a... just an energy boost. Just an energy boost, pretty much, and just get the team going. One of those big highlight plays, especially if it's a big-time block. But Coach just really wants us to sit down and get stops this year, getting deflections, blocking shots, getting skills, so we get to get out and run the floor.
So I teased this earlier. I talked about it at the beginning of the show. Vegas has you guys as a, you know, as kind of that Final Four type of team, a team with a chance to win a title. What are your expectations as a team? What is success? What is failure? And what is, hey, we had a really, really good year this next season. Is it Final Four? Is it National Championship? Is it win the Pac-12? What's the goal? What's the team goal?
I think it's all of that. I know all of us, we want to win the Pac-12 for sure. The coaches are saying we just got to live up to expectations. Everyone is expecting us to go to the Final Four. We got to start. It starts in practice. How hard we work, I think, is going to show how far we go this year in the season.
Well, I look forward to seeing not twin towers, but three towers back there blocking shots. It's going to be one of the best defensive teams in the entire country, and I'm really looking forward to see what you bring to the table. Miles, thanks for doing the show.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.